The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, September 26, 2024. I'm Joe Hillary. Powerful Hurricane Helene is on track to slam Florida today. Forecasters say the large storm could bring catastrophic impacts, including severe storm surge, wind damage, and flooding. Helene is on course to continue inland into the southeastern U.S. tomorrow. Residents in the path are urged to take action. Lawmakers are taking action at state and federal levels just 6 weeks out from the presidential election. Concern is building about attempts to intimidate voters at polls.
On Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Peace Act, which makes California the first state in the nation to state explicitly that open carrying a gun in or near a polling place constitutes illegal harassment. Sean Morales Doyle is director of the Voting Rights Program for the nonprofit Brennan Center for Justice.
It represents some really common sense principles. All voters, all election workers should be able to participate and run our democracy free from intimidation. And visible guns around our elections are intimidating.
A recent survey of election workers from the Brennan Center found that 40% report being subject to threats, abuse, or harassment. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Congress passed a stopgap spending bill Wednesday, adding $231 million to the Secret Service budget. It prevents a government shutdown and increases security for presidential candidates. The Republican majority turned to Democratic support for the seventh time this year. The bipartisan bill funds the government until December 20th, when lawmakers will tackle budget decisions again during the year-end lame duck session. Now to Colorado, where residents are using a new tool to compare costs and quality of healthcare.
Shopping for healthcare procedures has historically been more challenging than getting the best deal on groceries or even car repairs. But Carrie Frank with the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare says you can now compare prices for more than 250 procedures, from having a baby to imaging services and getting a hip replacement, across 150 hospitals and other care facilities across the state through their recently updated Shop for Care tool.
You can shop for what facilities might be the lowest cost and the highest quality around you. So you can really save thousands and thousands of dollars by using this tool.
The tool taps data from the Colorado All-Payer Claims Database, which shows that commercial insurance companies have paid between $270 and $2,000 for a single cardiovascular stress test. An ultrasound of the heart can cost between $700 and $4,000. The tool is online at civhc.org. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Public News Service. A new report shows overdose fatality numbers are headed in the right direction in Kentucky, but numbers are headed in the wrong direction, 5% higher among Black residents of the state.
In Bowling Green, the nonprofit Hotel Inc. is focused on harm reduction. Lead navigator Rebecca Troxell explains the group's street teams go into homeless encampments and provide Narcan, fentanyl strips, hygiene packets, and medical care.
We have volunteer doctors, EMTs, and nurses who go out with us, so we're able to provide medical care on site.
Nadia Romlagan reporting.
An Arizona State University alumna recently discovered her connection to ASU's history through her ancestor, a Mexican pioneer who helped establish the university. Sonia Reyes Corella hopes to create a scholarship in honor of her third great-grandmother. Sanchez Solito and her family moved to Tempe for irrigation work, eventually buying 160 acres. She sold part of the land, which later became part of ASU.
If you know, we've been here the whole time. We've been here since before it started. This is our school. This is our town. If I knew that, I would have come in feeling completely different.
Reyes Corella is using Hispanic Heritage Month to highlight the contributions of Latinos to ASU's story, hoping her scholarship will further honor this legacy. A North Dakota task force meets again next month as it considers updating the scope of local zoning laws dealing with factory farms.
The task force is expected to submit a proposal to state lawmakers before next year's legislative session. The main focus is setback ordinances that determine where a large animal feeding operation can go. Lois Steinhaus, who lives near Devil's Lake, says if a rural area has second thoughts, residents can feel overwhelmed.
I feel on the edge. It's not like we hate the smell of farms, but there's a difference between a herd of cattle and a barn that's got thousands of animals inside.
I'm Mike Moen.
And Man's Best Friend is helping shine a spotlight on Montana's public lands. The Montana Conservation Voters Education Fund is hosting a photo contest that encourages people to showcase their dogs enjoying the state's 30 million acres of public lands. Kirsten Cook from the fund says that's about a third of Montana, and featuring photos of pups with their humans in the Pups for Public Lands contest is a fun way to inspire more people to explore these natural treasures.
Because it seems like dogs are also a way of life here. Everyone has them. So we're kind of hoping to inspire Montanans to get outside with their dogs in a responsible way that respects our public lands.
The contest closes Monday. Winners are featured in a calendar, and the top dogs are rewarded with a prize pack. This is Joe Ullery for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.